Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. Well, this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten, twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, don't you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. But if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. Well, this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year...
Last Christmas I gave you my heart. It's VR Podcasting. I'm on the way to Claire's on a train, and I thought I'd do Christmas Remembered. Claire and I have spent the last two Christmases together once this one has been and gone. It hasn't yet, though. It's the 9th of December, everyone. So just a few days now until the big man comes down the chimney or whatever he does. I'm not sure who the big man is, but he does apparently come down the chimney. Yeah, since last year, the last Christmas medley I did, I kind of mentioned that Father Christmas might not be real. Thanks for the comments I got from the last medley and the general chit-chat that I was doing over the top of that, particularly from somebody who I won't mention because it wouldn't be fair, but said to me that, it really cheered them up. That's good. This song is just too corny for words, isn't it? I'm not playing it for any particular reason other than that it's just a good song done by someone else, though, I have to say there. I thought I'd do some Christmas memories. They're all songs you remember. That was originally by George Michael, wasn't it? And, Wham, I suppose. You could, strictly speaking, say. And just really talking about Christmas memories. And so what are some of my earliest Christmas memories? Well, I can remember being in plays at school. School must have started Christmas in about January. January the following month after Christmas. No, we started in about November, I'm sure we did. We seem to be doing Christmas things for weeks. Certainly the Christmas play would have needed some preparation, so that would have started early. Then December was just full of stuff. Like, we had the Christmas play, the parents would come to one of them, and we'd do a dress rehearsal in front of the school, from what I can remember, and all that kind of thing. And then we had a thing called the Christmas Log. I wish I had some recordings for some of this stuff. I mean, so the plays first, I remember we were doing Snow White and the Seven Punk Rockers. And I was dressed up as a punk rocker in that one. We did The Elephant's Child. And I think these ones that the music teacher used to write herself. And then we did one called The Selfish Giant. And then we did one that included dogs, because I was a dog. And I was a big dog with big round eyes. We did quite a few plays that I can remember most of. The Selfish Giant was good. That was a good play. Anyway, that was our plays. The Christmas Log, as I said, was just like a what do you call it? Like a talent show almost, but without a winner. You know, you would just people do different things like singing or reading poetry about Christmas or whatever. And we always followed it. It was always the tradition that Mr. Folly, the headmaster, the headmaster would read his latest installment of Big Bill. And Big Bill was a ghost, supposedly, in the school that lived in the cellar, and basically it was an excuse, I suppose, for him to sort of round the year off and talk about what happened in the year. But very good, very, very good. He used to do monologues as well. I remember him doing Albert the Lion. It's one of the famous monologues, isn't it? We did he read about Big Bill. Wonderful, wonderful. Very sort of specific to the score, but that would always be the finale of our Christmas log. And of course we'd have Christmas dinner, we'd have Christmas tea, we'd have a Christmas party for each year of the school, pretty much, you know, or for sort of several years bumped together. And it was a very small school, so, you know, there's only about 100 people there, 150 at most, when we first started there. And it was a school I went to all my life, so yeah, very, very fond memories. I'll talk about Christmas a bit more in a minute in terms of home, and then moving forward a little bit. First, here is a beautiful rendition of White Christmas. I can't remember who's by. Bostock, which I'm using, isn't reading the artist's name to me. But she sounds a lot like Barbara Streisand. I know she isn't, but have a listen to this and tell what you think. Enjoy. And here's some more Christmas memory coming in a minute.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to love, where the treetops glisten children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Will every Christmas card arrive? May your days be merry. May all your Christmases be white.
That's a sign of a good song, when someone who enjoys talking as much as I do just does not want to interrupt that song. Andre the White Christmas, a classic song given a little bit of a modern tweak, don't you think? But very, very pretty. She's got like a voice that's like a cross between Celine Dion and Barbra Streisand, I reckon. Listen back to that and tell me if you agree. So we talked about Christmas memories in terms of home. No, we didn't. We talked about school. But my Christmas memories of home, well, that's interesting because I was fostered. But before that, I was living in children's homes of various sorts. I don't fortunately remember any bad Christmases. I remember bad children's homes, but not bad Christmases. But one of the first children's homes I was in, it was that not actually a children's home. I think what they decided to do was to try and find me, at the very least, temporary foster accommodation. And I remember the first Christmas there. Obviously, you had all my school. We used to have a Christmas present at school as well. Forgot to tell you that. And you could choose what you wanted. And I once asked for a bulldozer with a drill on the back. They didn't exist, apparently. Tonka toys were searched high and low. They still do Tonka toys. Don't know. But one could not be found. But anyway, this foster parents that looked after me and my brother, I've seen him once, I think, since my younger brother, one of my younger brothers, we fostered in the same place. But I remember someone making me a dice that was black with white round dots on it, but they were embossed, I think, so that you could feel whether it was a one or a six or a five or whatever, you know, dots, which is quite cool. I remember having a police car that would go along and then go up a wall and turn, roll over and then right itself and go back the other way. I remember having one of those, and I remember having a floating boat, but it was like a blow up, I don't know, motorboat of some sort. So very, very fond memories of that. Then when I was fostered permanently to my now foster parents, who I've been with ever since, Christmas was there was always good because there were so many of us. There was 10 or 12 kids at any one time. And wait there a second. I thought there was a collection of rubbish going on. There might be. Hang on a minute. Sure, bear with. No, I think we're good. Home, foster home memories, I was actually fostered then, that was my home permanently. There was about 12 kids, 10, 12 kids at any one time. So presents around, we'd have some presents in a box and then we'd have some presents around a Christmas tree. And the Christmas tree was absolutely piled high. You could hardly see the tree. My dad, I don't know if this is actually true, so I don't accuse him of any crime that he might subsequently be able to be charged for, but he used to say to my brothers when they grow up, so come on then boys, let's go up the Lickies and get a tree. Two trees. And so the Licky Hills are local hills round by us, and they were full of like fir trees. So he reckoned that he used to go and get two trees from there, chop them down every year. But anyway, these trees were enormous, and then you can imagine all these presents around them. It was a very, very evocative memory, and lights. So you'd have the two trees were fully lit with flashing lights, and then loads of lights going across the room from one tree to the other. And then my mum would always have a wall full of Christmas cards, like, I don't know, 200, at least 200, I would have thought, Christmas cards. And then she'd put ours up as well. So it was very, very celebrated. And my nan used to come, and she used to put 5p in everyone's pudding, in everyone's Christmas pudding. And my mum used to, she's quite a superstitious lady, and she used to set the Christmas pudding on fire to get rid of the evil spirits. Very us. Which is cool, because I'm listening to Scrooge at the moment, so it's reminding me of that. Not that they were evil, actually, the Scrooge spirits. They were regretful, if anything, weren't they? But anyway, that's a diversion. But yeah, Christmas memories. So I'm going to play something else now. I'm going to play Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. And I've got another one for him in a minute, from him in a bit. little surprise. One you don't hear that much now, but this one you certainly do. It's on all the Now Christmas albums and all that kind of thing. And this definitely reminds me of all the Christmas smells of turkey and Christmas pudding and preparations going on at my house, my mum's house for Christmas. Here we go.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
One more love that's failed, a love that just another winter's tale. If you hear, I wonder if you're listening. I wonder where you are today. Good luck, I wish you well. For all that wishes may be worth, I hope that love and strength are with you for the length of your time on earth. Should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a love that could never be. Though it meant a lot to you and me, on a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale.
There you go, Paul McCartney then. With Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, David Essex with Winter's Tale. Hold on a second. Just watching what people are doing. Yeah, so Christmas memories then, talking about home, school, to some extent work. Really, the only Christmas memories, I mean, I'm sure there were lots, I think about it, but I remember always, I've travelled on Christmas. So when I was living in London for the first time, I used to travel back up to Birmingham, and now it's sort of interesting because I'm moving back down, living back down in London when I'm not in Birmingham. So, you know, that's kind of quite a reminiscent of what I was doing before, but going in the other direction. Many nice memories. College, let's do college. I was lucky enough to go to a college where there was lots, again, of good Christmas memories. There was always a good Christmas dinner. There was always, we used to put on a big college-wide Christmas event. Someone's huffing in the background. I wish I'd de-stress. It was always good fun. It was always nice to be part of big orchestras and bands and stuff that I was part of. And us piano tuners used to all stick together quite a bit, and we would have a lot of good times and stuff like that. But the usual sort of parties and pub drinking and cider and stuff, particularly as I was living in Hereford at that time. And then really, you know, Christmas at work tends to mould into one, although Christmas is at this workplace particularly have had some good memories. Okay, so if I was to think about one song that sums up Christmas, there are a few. There were certainly like this one. Let's have a look. This one. That comes from the Edison, Lake and Palmer. Well, that Lieutenant something or other as well. This is a chill out version. Apparently, it's. Very much a classical version still, but it's from a classical piece anyway. Lieutenant Pikuchioff or something? I'm not doing very well with that. But I love that song, and of course Edison, Lake and Palmer made it famous. And it's the one song that always gets played under TV programme advertisements and stuff like that, so I like that one. So there, that one goes. I like this one, where you can always get the typical Deck the Boughs and all the carols. I love all that because those represent memories of church Christmases where I've been involved in massive productions and stuff. And then you forgot that. Wow. That's always good. Nothing like this, but we did do big choirs and all the rest of it. And I've put up a couple of times some of the stuff that I used to do, so you can always go back and listen for those. But you know, all that involvement, getting involved in choirs and really starting to rehearse from October onwards when you're not feeling particularly Christmassy. And then there is this. Here is Paul McCartney with the Frogs Chorus, and I will bid you adieu, and I hope you're having wonderful Christmas preparations and that you have a lovely Christmas. Bye for now. Bye bye for now.
Boom, boom, boom.